We were talking about the Centaur yesterday, though, and Robert from Labrador called up to say that his dad was on the Centaur. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Peter.
Now, this was before the Centaur ran into troubles, was it?
That's correct. He'd just come back from a trip. He was the chief steward on board that ill-fated ship, and they had been to Milne Bay where they were under attack up there, and then they came down and he had finished his duty on board, and he was discharged, and we were at home, and then he heard about the Centaur just after that, and he said, gee, I was lucky that, that I wasn't on that ill-fated trip.
Yeah. So they picked him up at Milne Bay.
Well, no, he was at Milne Bay, and the ship was strafed up there.
Right, yes.
It was an unarmed hospital ship, and the Japanese came in and strafed it, and it was a kind of a battle of Milne Bay at the time. And
yep.
He was awarded, all the people who'd been up in there at that time got a Division of the Pacific Medal, and he came back on there as the chief steward with all the wounded people, and they came into Woolloomooloo.
Right.
And we lived at Woolloomooloo, which was down, you know, down, well, probably called a slum in those days. Now it's a yuppie suburb. And he was discharged there and didn't go back on the ship that time. He then went to the Manunda.
So it was the Milne Bay to Sydney voyage, yep, that your father was on, and then from Sydney it turned around and then came back up the coast, and that's where it got torpedoed.
That's correct.
Gee.
He was very lucky.
It's one of those things that, you know, that could have been me. You know, you
That's right.
Think about that, don't you?
Yes.
And so did your father live a long life?
Yeah, he went to about 69, 68, 69. But he always remembered the mates that he'd known since he came out to Australia in 1927. And, you know, he used to, from time to time, he'd open up about things that used to happen on the ship and how the camaraderie used to work and how they used to look after the sailors. That was it. The only thing that I'm disappointed about, I was robbed back when I lived in Bower Street, and I lost all his discharges and some of his memorabilia that he had.
That's no good. Did he know people who were killed when the Centaur was torpedoed?
Yes, he did, yes, because he was only one of the few that were discharged at Woolloomooloo Bay, at Woolloomooloo that time, like after she'd come back and then turned around and went back up again.
So what does it mean for you and your family, I suppose, for them to find the Centaur?
Well, it's not a closure, but it's a part of a chapter of my life that it's, you know, it makes me remember just how hard things were in those days.
Mm.
And, you know, the cluster and the clutter of people down there at Woolloomooloo, and the army trucks and the navy trucks and all the other people in the ambulances that used to come down Sir John's Young Crescent, ferrying people out to the various hospitals.
I can imagine that moment when your father received the news that the Centaur had gone down, that must have been just an amazing moment, really, a moment of astoundment, I suppose.
It was, because, you know, as he said, it could have been him, and he was the chief steward on that ship at the time, and, you know, he had quite a lot, many staff under him, and so that's about it.
Great to talk to you today, Robert. Thanks very much for sharing your story about your dad.
Thank you very much.
We'll keep people up to date with how the search goes.